This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, real quick, I want to give a shout out to WGGH 1150 AM in Marion, Illinois, who just took us on. WGGH 1150 AM, there's your shout out, and we just wanted to tell you that we thank you for your trust, and we will not fail to deliver by the grace of God. Aside of that, friends, we got much to cover. I want to go over vampires, zombies, and hooking up. 37 examples of real college courses that are almost too crazy to believe as to what's going on in this country, but will explain as to what is happening in this country. Interestingly enough, it tells us in Luke 7:35 that wisdom is justified by her children. And with that said, how many times over the last 20 years being in high schools across the country? 360 public high schools. How many times I've met the parents that complained about their children when in fact they're the ones that are responsible for what they're complaining about? And yes, because they fail to take responsibility to correct themselves, then it lays to their children, falls to their children, and then they lay the blame to their children for what they themselves are responsible for. How does that work? Well, you reap what you sow one way or another. Abraham Lincoln, love him or hate him, was right when he said that the philosophy of the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of government in the next. I want you to think about that, folks. What you see happening in government today would have never been tolerated in any sense of the word in the 50s or in the 60s, friends. Now what you have in governments as representatives, they are not leaders, they are representatives of our enumerated laws found in our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4, are nothing but a bunch of burnt hippies that have been taught free love and false grace. And now, for some reason or another, the American people have given them the baton to go ahead and do what they will at will. And we're talking about education right now, friends, but I also want to liken that over to what's going on in colleges. Now, doing colleges and doing high schools, I can tell you there's a pretty big difference. Because when you do high schools, at least there's still hope for some of these kids. When you go to colleges, man, I'm telling you what, they are going to tell you what the deal is. Because they are useful little idiots that have been taught by their communist professors to do and to act out in such a fashion as what you see today. And it's craziness is really what it comes down to. But when I say what Abraham Lincoln was accredited with saying, the philosophy of the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of government in the next, he's absolutely right. I mean, America, just think about this. In 1950, can you imagine a Barack Hussein Obama surviving or withholding himself from ending up in prison if somehow or another, which you would have never been able to attain an office in any sense of the word or any capacity in our government. But for some reason or another, 40 years later, he was allowed by the American people to take the highest office in the United States of America and to commit the act of treason on a daily basis where he violated constitutional law over 1,186 times, and the American people tolerated every single transgression. In other words, the American people gave Barack Hussein Obama the right to desecrate the memories that fought, bled, and died to give him the right to be there in the first place. In other words, what I'm telling you, America, is you've taken on the mindset in this country that would have never been tolerated in the 50s or in the 60s in this country. You'll far surpass what they would have tolerated, in any sense of the word. The philosophy of the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of government in the next. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go through vampire zombies and hooking up and 37 examples of real college courses that are almost too crazy to believe. Well, believe it or not, friends, because you just can't make this stuff up. And then what I'm going to do at the end of the show is I'm going to counter it at the half-hour mark as to what our forefathers established in colleges. And what I want you to do is I want you to put it in contrast as to what's being tolerated today and what it is that our forefathers, again, established during the foundations of this country. I mean, folks, all over America, young people are pushed to get good grades so they can get a college education. And it's interesting, I need to add this into this statement that I'm making here. Over 700,000 students that graduate public schools in this country, in public schools every year in this country, they cannot even read their own graduation diplomas. And keep in mind what William Hansen said. He was the Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan in the 80s. He said, in essence, the longer that kids stay in public schools today, the stupider they get. That's what he said. He's exactly right. Because it's what we're seeing today in this country. I mean, the unthinkable is what's taking place in this country today as the norm, somehow. And it's also interesting to note that, like, for example, through Common Core, they're shooting for the floor rather than the stars. They're trying to level the playing field. Nobody's better than anybody else. So to, you know, because you see this every once in a while when you're driving down the highway or driving down the street and you see someone has a sticker on their car. They're proud of their student that he's an A-roll student in his public schools. Folks, there's no honor in that. Because they've so far lowered the level of expectation that an A student today wouldn't account for jack even 15 years ago in this country. You know, oftentimes my sons who are homeschooled, when they do really well, I'll just tell them, remember your forefathers, where we had four-year-olds outdoing preachers concerning a biblical test back in their time, during the days of our foundation, 240-some years later, look what we have now to deal with. 4 years old, we had our forefathers graduating college at 9 years old and 11 years old. And look what we see today. We think that we're smart because our kid gets an A in high school. There's again, no honor in that. They so far lowered the level of expectation that there's none left. And when they do well, they go around gloating. And when, in fact, they're stupid compared to what would have been considered smart during the founding era of our country. And I'm going to prove to you just exactly what I'm talking about within this hour, I promise. You got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to call in at any time, stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Speaking to the Sons of Liberty, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do so. Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook, Bradley Dean, and or if you'd like to go over to my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in, please do, 1-866-582, stick to the topic, 582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also want to let you know you can jump over on our websites, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Thank you for having us as the number 2 and 3 show right now as we speak, friends. Throughout the week, we appreciate that very much because we know that we're in this together. And again, we appreciate your trust as well. Also want to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, keep in mind that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. We follow the Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. And I say the same to you. Follow me as I follow Christ. Don't go. If I remove myself from the Word or the Lord, first and foremost, folks, then you remove yourself from listening. Period. I heard during the break, I'm saying that to say this. I want to piggyback onto the commercials that I heard during the break where, you know, I like about Bradley Dean, what I like about him and his ministries is that he says it regardless if people like it or not, if it offends people. Listen, I'm not here because I want to offend anybody. And by the way, offend in Webster's 1828 means anything contrary to God's moral law. Okay, I'm just simply telling you what our founding documents tell us. I am simply giving you the resolve to America's dilemma. And I know I'm right. Why? Because it's worked for over 240 years later. And if it's not working, it's because Americans have taken on a new mindset to go ahead and depart from the living God. Well, I'm not going to be a part of that lot. I'm going to get back to what the Word says because I'm confident in the fear of the Lord. Read Proverbs 28 when you get a moment. Now, folks, what we were talking about right before the break here, the last segment in the break, was what Abraham Lincoln was accredited with saying. He said, the philosophy of the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of the government in the next. And when it comes to vampires, zombies, and hooking up, you may say to yourself, Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, this is 37 examples of real college courses that, again, are almost too crazy to even believe. All over America, folks, we see parents push their young people to get good grades, and that's great. You know what? Young people will always rise to the level of expectation. We need to raise the bar. We need to have them put their eyes and affix them on the Christ, period. John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And I also want to tell you, too, if you remember right, President Theodore Roosevelt said that the Bible, a thorough knowledge of the Bible, is better than any college education. He's exactly right. I'm getting another little rabbit trail here. Isn't it interesting how people, they gloat in the accreditation from a certain college that they go to? Well, I have a question for you. Who accredits those that accredited you? That's all I'm asking, is who's accredited those that have accredited you? Because the bottom line is when we as Christians follow the Christ, he is the one that christens us, literally. And personally, what he teaches us, the wisdom of the world, 1 Corinthians tells us that the wisdom of the world is foolishness with God. And it's exactly right. It's simplicity. A child understands the teachings and the education that the Lord gives. And furthermore, Christians, even going to the apostles, what college did they go to? I'm humored when people say, well, I went to this college, and the first thing that goes through my mind is, oh, how they've been indoctrinated. Oh, how they've been lied to. When we follow the Christ, and we know the Christ as a man knows a woman, and I'm talking about spiritually, friends, and we partake with the Christ, we bear fruit. He bears witness to that. And the Bible tells us to he who hath the Son hath life. And I know where the life is, and I know where the death is. And I don't want to be a part of death. I want to be a part of the life, and I know that the life is found in Christ. So I always want to keep, as the Word says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision to fulfill the lust thereof. I always want to be where the life of the Spirit is in Christ. Because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. That's in Romans 8. Okay? So in saying that, to add on to what I'm talking about here, friends, that was free. That was a little smorgasbord for several different people. All over America, again, we see parents push the young people to get good grades so that they can get a college education. Then once that they get there, they go through college, many of the young people are completely unequipped to deal with the real world. Exactly. Because there's a disconnect going on. Folks, students learn very few useful skills at our institutions of higher learning, as they call it, and many of them leave school barely even able to function in society. Why? Because it's not real life. It's that simple. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm about to share with you a list of 37 of the most ridiculous courses that are currently being offered at major U.S. colleges at universities today. Okay? The information comes from a brand new report that was just put out by Young America's Foundation, and it's tempting, it is tempting to chuckle as you read through what they've compiled, but the truth is that what is happening to our system of higher learning is not a laughing matter. And you also need to understand that tyranny begins, folks, in the school of ignorance, and that's exactly who would have you ignorant and dummy down so they could rule over you. So let's go to number one. What if Harry Potter is real? Appalachian State University. This course will engage students with questions about the very nature of history. And notice the question marks, okay? It's like when Satan said to Eve, "Hath God said?" Okay? They want you to question your foundations. Listen to this. The course will engage students with questions about the very nature of history. Who decides what history is? Now, just think about that question. Who decides what history is? Well, look at the word history. His story. The best way to tell you as to what's going to be forecast is to go ahead and look behind you. Okay? That is history. And by the way, our forefathers also told us to study the past. Now, going on, what if Harry Potter is real is a college course at a state university? Who decides how it is used or misused? How does this use or misuse affect us? How can the historical imagination from literature and fantasy, how can fantasy reshape how we look at history? The Harry Potter novels and films are fertile ground for exploring, by the way, it's witchcraft, for exploring all of these deeper questions. And by looking at the actual geography of the novels, real and imagined historical events portrayed in the novels, the reactions of scholars in all the social sciences to the novels and the worldwide frenzy inspired by them, students will examine issues of race, class, gender, time, place, the uses of space and movement, the role of multiculturalism in history, as well as how to read a novel and how to read scholarly essays to get the most out of them. What? I mean, folks, a college course in the United States of America, with all of our sins before heaven, we want to go ahead and ignore our obligation to right the wrongs through repentance, Matthew 3:2, first and foremost. And what we want to do is we just want to get people on the wrong topics. And guess what? People are doing just that. Here, let me take this over to, have you ever been to Walt Disney World? Have you ever noticed that when you're at Walt Disney World, have you ever noticed it's the parents that are dressed up? And have you ever noticed in many cases the little kids are dressed up just like the parent, the parent that hasn't quite grown up yet? And you have to ask yourself if you've ever been to Walt Disney World, because this is a great parallel. Did the parent ever grow up? And is it really about the kid in the first place? No, it's not. It's about what the parent has taken on. It's about the fantasies of the parent. And we can see this since the 70s, since Walt Disney World has come out, folks, as to who the little kid really is. And then what they want to do is they want to throw it down on their children. And sure enough, that's exactly what happens. But instead of growing up in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we want to grow up in some Walt Disney's fictitious character, just like that of even Harry Potter, and which we're talking about right now, in what colleges in the United States of America are actually teaching your young people. And then when they come out of college, they're completely worthless, and if not that, friends, even worse than they were than they first went in. I mean, this is ludicrous. This is ridiculous. Here's another college course. God, sex, chocolate. Isn't that cute? I'm sorry. God, sex, and chocolate. Isn't that just cute? Desire and the spiritual path. This is taught at UC in San Diego. I'm going to come back to this very topic, friends. What we're talking about is vampires, zombies, and hooking up. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Doing right now, friends. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're talking about vampires, zombies, and hooking up. Why have the young people been raised up to be a bunch of zombies? And by the way, I'm not blaming them. Again, Luke 7:35 says, wisdom is justified by her children. If there's a crop that we're seeing harvest for that needs to be harvested right now, friends, and we're seeing the fruit on that harvest, guess what? Somebody had to plant them. And you can't blame them for what you yourselves have raised up. I'm just laying to charge where the charge needs to be laid, the older generation. But we have 37 examples of real college courses that are almost too crazy to believe. I first highlighted, what if Harry Potter is real? This is a course at the Appalachian State University. I didn't see the end the first time I said it. Forgive me. Forgive me. The Appalachian State University. They're teaching a course called, what if Harry Potter is real? With a bunch of question marks. And they want you to question everything around you because they want to change it. And the only way to change it is for you not to know the answer as to where you came from. How do you know where you're going if you don't know where you came from? That's why they're using question marks continuously. Number two is God, sex, chocolate, desire, and the spiritual path. This is taught at the UC in San Diego. Again, here's the question marks. Who shapes our desire? Who suffers from it? Do we control our desire, or does desire control us? When we yield to desire, do we become more fully ourselves, or must we deny it to find an authentic identity beneath? How have religious and philosophical approaches dealt with the problem of desire? These are courses in college. questions. They don't need question marks. They need exclamation points. They need to know who it is that they are. Number three, Gaga for Gaga, sex, gender, and identity. The University of Virginia. Another one, number four, Lady Gaga and the sociology of fame. Are you kidding me? And again, what they do is they put these people up, for example, Lady Gaga, as if she's some moral authority. Yesterday, I shared with you yesterday as to how the things that were being taught to the American thing through the propagandists at CNN, namely Jake Tapper, the useful idiot, about how there's no oath that needs to be taken where the Bible is involved if you don't want to have it involved. Yes, you do, because we're a Christian nation. That's where our laws came from. And every civil building in the United States of America points its finger to him, the lawgiver. And that's an evolutionary view of government if you don't know what I'm talking about. And I'm giving you a biblical view as to what our forefathers established. There's no question mark as to who we are and what we're to obey and how we're to live our life if we read the Word of God and understand our Constitution. It's pretty simple. The tests aren't always simple, but the knowledge is, and we know that with knowledge comes power. We need to be empowering our young people in colleges. Not undoing them so they can take on something that doesn't belong to them. But number four, Lady Gaga? Some moral authority? Folks, these are the basis of the basis. Just like that of Jake Tapper. The University of South Carolina, number five, philosophy and Star Trek at Georgetown University. See, they want folks, things to become a game so they can be controlled. And see, the older generation are acting in accordance with what I just said by the corruption in government that they accept. They think it's just a game. When in fact, though you see the fire burning, I want to tell you, it's going to burn you sooner or later. And it will become a reality. It reminds me of when the two towers fell on September 11th and hearing eyewitnesses as to what they had to say about what they seen. They said when the two towers fell, it was surreal. It was like watching a movie. Yep. Friends, it's not surreal. It's called being dummied down and indoctrinated. Number six, invented languages. Klingon and beyond, the University of Texas. Number seven, the science of superheroes in Irvine, Texas. These are courses being taught to the young people in colleges, learning from YouTube. Pitzer College, number eight. Number nine, arguing with a Judge Judy. And if you notice, folks, those that are true to the Constitution and true to their God, isn't it interesting how they're always the subject of scorn coming from college professors? They want to make enemies of those that truly are American patriots in this country. They want to make enemies in the colleges. They want to dummy down the kids and point them out as being the problem. That needs to be eradicated. And yes, I did use the word eradicated because at the end of the day, that's what it's about. Number 10, Elvis as anthology, the University of Iowa. The class Elvis as anthology focuses on Presley's relationship to African American history, social change. It focuses not just on Elvis, but on other artists who inspired him and whom he inspired. Hey, folks, if your inspiration doesn't come from the Christ and the Holy Ghost, I don't really care what you have to say. I'd rather listen to my Creator and walk the line, the straight and narrow and difficult is the way, Matthew 7:13, than to follow those that are in the ditch. And Jesus said, let the blind lead the blind because they're all going to end up in the ditch. And let me also add this as a free one. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. It's good. It's wise. Not only in this life, but also for the next to follow the Christ, who is the Son of Man, the Savior of the world. Matthew 1:21. Number 11, the feminist critique of Christianity. See what I'm talking about, friends? the University of Pennsylvania, an overview of the past decades of feminist scholarships about Christian. And I don't care what the devil thinks about Christians. I really don't. But why do they find it mandatory to teach young people in colleges to teach them this? Because they wanted to question their faith. By the way, Adolf Hitler used that. He had said people of faith are harder to deal with than intellectuals. Yep, that's right. Because those that understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, they ain't moving. And yes, I said that in my college. They ain't moving. Because they trust in the living God. And they find that God is true to his word. Number 12, zombies in popular media. Oregon State. Folks, they're dumbing down the kids. And guess what? The philosophy of the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of government is in the next. If you're dealing with a bunch of burnt hippies in government today from the 60s, what will the up-and-coming generations have to deal with? Or, if anything, because it all may be gone if we don't get our hands on our young people. Our young people. Interesting. We have the great, hey, church, we have the greatest mission field in the world. And it absolutely amazes me how so many are willing to take on the mission field in China and India and other countries, but they can't preach to their own people. Shame on you. Hey, and I want to tell you this too. If their gospel isn't worth preaching in their own backyard, I wouldn't listen to a thing that they had to say. How many of these missionaries, they just love to go to other countries, and you don't see them say a thing about the word of the Lord here. I mean, it reminds me of the people on Sundays who come out of their churches in the high schools across, or the elementary school, or the middle class school. Middle school is right across the street from the church. And they love, and the kids in the church sit there and watch their parents raise their hands and talk about their love and admiration for the things of the Lord. And yet, that on Monday, the very next day, the kid is thrown in a cesspool of indoctrination, trying to figure out where that love was and where that love is. That comes from the mouth of the spiritual overseer, if they want to call themselves that, or if they are that. And the parents, the kids love them. Their kids are loved so much by the parents and pastors that the pastor or the leader doesn't fight for them, and nor does the parents. As a matter of fact, the parents actually deliver them up to be delivered up into the cesspool of indoctrination. Isn't that crazy? But it's true. Seen it 360 times. We're talking about vampires, zombies, and hooking up. 37 examples of college courses that almost sound too crazy to believe, but they're actually being taught. Integrating gender. Centuries of dramatic cross-dressing. This is in Swarthmore. Listen to this, men, friends. They're demoralizing the young people. Because if I can demoralize you, I can control you. And the Lord says just the exact opposite. He said, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Boy, that's interesting, isn't it? So what they're teaching in colleges is exactly opposite of what they taught during the foundations of our country. And I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Number 15, oh, look, a chicken. Belmont University. The textual appeal of Tupac Shakur. A dope dealing rapper thug who was shot down in Las Vegas because of his affiliations. He was turned on. See, folks, when you do business with the devil, sooner or later he's going to turn on you. And always keep in mind that sin's going to keep you longer, a lot longer than you're going to want to stay, and it's going to cost you a lot more than you're going to want to pay. But I do know somebody that paid the price on the cross of Calvary. His name is Jesus. Number 17, cyber porn and society. See how they're demoralizing? Undergraduates taking cyber porn and society at the State University of New York at Buffalo survey internet on internet porn sites. Wow in colleges. Isn't this interesting? Number 18, sports for the spectator, Ohio State University. Getting dressed at Princeton, 19. Number 20, how to watch television at Mount Clare, and 17 more. I'm going to come back as promised, and I'm going to give you the answers to what our forefathers established.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
So here's the deal. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio. We have been talking about vampires, zombies, and hooking up. 37 examples. I've gotten to 20 of them. You get the point. I put a little acid on your tongue. No pun intended, friends, because you have to be burnt to take this on. Furthermore, just think about the young people who are being indebted to pay these professors to teach them this garbage. And it's unthinkable, friends. I mean, they're almost too crazy to believe, but it's really actually being taught. And it's all aimed at indoctrinating the young people and dumbing them down and demoralizing them. That's really what it comes down to. But is that what our forefathers established? Okay. I mean, we understand that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. What sort of apples, friends, did our forefathers fall from? What sort of apple trees did they fall from? Just use the parable. Again, the philosophy of the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of government in the next. What did our forefathers establish in government? Who taught them? What did they teach them? If you go back to Harvard, did you know that it was started by the Congressionalists for training ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ? I mean, it produced signers of the Declaration such as John Adams, John Hancock, Samuel Adams, William Ellery, William Hooper, Robert Trent Payne, William Williams, Elbridge Gerry. and signers of our Constitution, William Samuel Johnson, Rufus King, and other prominent leaders such as Fisher Ames, a framer of the Bill of Rights, William Cushing, original U.S. Supreme Court Justice, Timothy Pickering, Revolutionary War General and Secretary of War for President Washington and Adams, they all went to Harvard. Well, what was Harvard teaching them? Well, the educational philosophy at Harvard was, and the slogan, and the answer, again, to the philosophy taught at Harvard, the answer to that question is set forth in Harvard's two mottos. And by the way, it's still etched on the building today. You ready for this? For Christ and the Church. I just believe that there are so many people that are so sick of the hypocrisy of the professed Christians in America that they try to find within themselves the excuse as to why not know for themselves who Christ really is. And that's about the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. Hey, folks, you're angry with professed Christian hypocrites the same way Christ is. And you need to understand, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ. It was the hypocrites that had him crucified. So now what's your excuse? You don't have one. I don't sit on this show day after day over the last 20 years, friends, in ministry, namely, in the last 15 to 16, 17 years now on radio, telling you what I think. I've never done that. I've never told you what he said through she said and somebody else told me. No, I am sharing with you on a daily basis my testimony of who Christ is. Not who he was, but who he is today in the present. Because the Bible tells us, as he is, so are we in this world. And the Holy Ghost bears witness to that. And if he doesn't, then I wouldn't be doing it day after day. But I just shared with you, friends, the signers of the Constitution and other prominent leaders that went to Harvard. And I'm laying to you the philosophy that was taught in the educational system at Harvard. And the two mottos were Christ in the Church and for glory of the Christ. Did you know that Alina Kagan, who's been appointed to the Supreme Court, this was the fox in the chicken coop appointed by the criminal foreign sodomite Barack Hussein Obama right before they took on the issue of homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. Did you know that Alina Kagan, who never judged a case a day in her life, was appointed to the court right before that took place? Did you also know that she used to be the dean of Harvard University? And did you also know that she's a radical lesbian? And did you also know that she used to war against our military on the school campus? And that's just the tip of the iceberg with this criminal. And somehow she presides on the court in Washington, D.C. And keep in mind, the media didn't tell you a peep about her being a radical lesbian. The media didn't tell you a peep about her never judging a case a day in her life. No, she was radical enough to do what she was told, and now she's appointed, as well as extorted. In other words, she's told what to do, and if she doesn't do it, then they're going to they'll expose her. They'll oust her. And that's why so many people in government positions today, they don't say anything. They just do what they're told. Because they're extorted. Don't doubt what I'm telling you. Harvard's directives to students, let every student be plainly instructed and consider well that the main end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus, which is eternal life, John 17:3, and therefore to lay Christ in the bottom as the only foundation of sound knowledge and learning. You can also read the end of Ephesians 1. The directives continue, everyone shall exercise himself in reading the scriptures twice a day, that he shall be ready to give such an account of his proficiency therein. Hey folks, do you expect the same results as our forefathers without doing the same things that our forefathers did? Because that's pretty ridiculous, isn't it? But that's what's happening today in this country. We think things are going to get better without the things of the Lord, when in fact we have not been created to be without him, but to be with him. What about Yale? Did you know that Yale what they used to teach in colleges in the United States of America was also started by Congregationalists for training up the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hey, folks, my lines have been open for a long time, waiting for someone to contradict what I'm telling you. 1-866-582-9933. I'm just contending for the faith, friends, that was once delivered, Jude 1. Because I'm sick and tired of those that have turned the grace of God into lasciviousness. We are dealing with the counterfeits, America, and we need to get back to those that established what it is that we need to reclaim ourselves. It's only in God. Opening men's eyes and turning them from darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, granting godly repentance is what Scripture tells us. Going to Yale, declaration signers from Yale, Lyman Livingston, Lewis Morris, Oliver Wolcott, signers of the Constitution from Yale, Abraham Baldwin, Jared Ingersoll, William Livingston, other prominent leaders from Yale, Noah Webster, we all know who he is. By the way, when you read Noah Webster's 1828, when you first open up the first page, it says, taught millions to read in one, and not one to sin. And have you ever noticed throughout the Webster's 1828 dictionary, friends, that our forefathers, when they used dictionaries, they used those, they studied those. You notice it's all used and it's all lined up with the Word of God. Has anybody ever taken the time to notice that? And little by little, it's been revised and watered down. Whenever my kids ask me a question, I say, I don't know, look it up. Or if I do give them the definition, I say, cross-check me. And I say, always go back to the Webster's 1828. Noah Webster, famous educator. Zephaniah Swift, author of the first American law book. James Kent, leading judge, father of American jurisprudence. Yale admonishes students with, above all, have an eye to the great end of all your studies, which is to obtain the clearest conceptions of divine things and to lead you to a saving knowledge of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. You expect a different result. I'm sorry. You expect the same result of freedom without doing what they did. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. That be the Son of God. His name is Jesus. Not do what you want to do and you're liberated. No, that's called licentiousness. You have it backwards. And live like the devil and know that you're going to heaven. Oh, my goodness, America. Oh, my goodness, America. We want the same results, we're going to have to do the same things. Kind of reminds me of when you look at bodybuilders, what they do is they look at the poster of Arnold Schwarzenegger, seven-time Mr. Olympia, as the example, as they're working out. So they always have him at the end aim, so they can receive the same fruits. Right? And you notice those that looked to what he did and how he did it and what he ended up being, they became champions too. But there's always the people that want to come in and say, well, I want the same result, but I want to eat what I want to eat. I don't want to work out all the time. I want the easy road, and I want the wide gate. And I want to tell you something, friends. Jesus said just the exact opposite. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. So it is in the natural with the spiritual. There's always an example in the natural so you can learn in the spiritual, friends. But if you want to become a champion, an analogy, a parable, then you're going to have to do what champions did. And I want to become a champion of the faith because the Bible tells me that the Lord wrote a book of remembrance of those that feared Him. I get tired at times of reading of other men of God. I want to know Him for who I am. If I want to know the God of Moses, then I'm going to have to do what Moses did. If I want to know the God of David, then I'm going to have to do what David did. If I want to know the Son of Man, then I'm going to have to listen to the commandments so I can meet Him on His terms. And on His terms, I will meet Him, and then only will I meet Him.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.